remember, it was just a wonderful experience for me. At that time, I lived in a dorm. It was just all good things. I had a lot of fun, but I was focused, really busy in school. I wanted to be a teacher, and I did teach in two different schools. I actually went back to teach in the school in Madison, Wisconsin that I attended. And the same principal was there, and some of the teachers that I had were now my coworkers. That was fun. We lived actually in North Central Phoenix. I actually never had a second choice. We looked at this always as we drove by, and this is where we wanted to live. And so we moved in. It was actually the week before they shut down for COVID. And during that whole time, during COVID, we lived here and we never had one bad day. They took care of everything. I mean, they did our grocery shopping. They delivered our meals, and it was just really unbelievable. Then 2 years after we moved here, my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and aphasia. He died shortly after that. But it was just a wonderful place for me to be, because that's a very difficult journey. And I always felt surrounded by any kind of support that I needed. Tina Alonzo is known all over the United States. She was available. There was a caregivers class that I went to that I couldn't have lived without. Everyone in there was a caregiver, and so we certainly had that bond. And also Hospice of the Valley is on the campus. And so I had a social worker and I had a hospice nurse available anytime my husband needed that. They checked on us every week at least once. I felt very grateful to be here for that because of all the support I had. What I would suggest to anybody considering a move like this is the younger you move, the better, because then you can take part in all the incredible activities. But the sooner you move here, the better, because then you have an identity. And so then if something does go wrong, or when it does go wrong, at least you have a support system. You have the friends that you've made.